The Bible has a lot to say about finances. Today on Making Your Life Count, financial expert Chuck Bentley helps us understand what he has learned about this topic.
I thought I knew everything that the Bible said about money, that we were supposed to give and we were not supposed to love it. And I wasn't giving much and I was loving it a lot. So I was ignorant of what the scripture says about faith and finances. Little did I know that it's one of the most talked about topics in the New Testament. Jesus himself talks more about money than heaven and hell combined. So it's a very relevant topic because it competes for our heart. It is a surrogate God, and that's why the Lord said you cannot serve God and money. You have to choose which one will be your master. And certainly that was the decision that led me to eye money as my master and then to study what God said about the topic, which is just comprehensive from Genesis to Revelation. He talks about it extensively, and I've tried to learn those principles and live by them.
The Bible is just filled with examples to consider.
It's really interesting to me that in Exodus 20, the Ten Commandments start with God's redemption of the Israelites out of bondage. He literally rescued them so that they could worship him. And then the first commandment is that we're to worship him and him alone. And so I use that as a template to look at economies. The economies where cultures allow the worship of God, they flourish.
Honoring God with your time and money is so very important. You too can grow in these areas as you learn to walk more closely with him. Do you want to learn more about how you can grow in your relationship with God? Visit CRU.org. That's CRU.org.